On a quiet Friday morning, leading thoroughbred trainer Karen McLaughlin was sitting at a patio table at his stable behind Saratoga Racecourse. He had no horses running that day, and morning workouts were already over. McLaughlin said he doesn't get many days off, especially at this 40-day meet, and he tries to keep it cool.
So you go get your hair cut or get the car washed or do other things that you don't have time to do when you're racing every day.
At the time of our interview, McLaughlin was on a hot streak. 1 week into the Saratoga meet, 7 of his 10 horses had claimed victory. To ensure a good season, McLaughlin keeps a team of grooms to work with the thoroughbreds.
We have a great team of people. It's not a one-man show by any means.
McLaughlin says everyone works well together. Some of the grooms have been working with him for 20 years.
Hey, how are you?
Hilario Fragoso.
Nice to meet you.
One of McLaughlin's most trusted is Hilario Fragoso. He introduced me to a few other workers and horses. In one of the stalls, a horse was having stable bandages taped to his lower legs. Fragoso said it's just part of the routine after a morning of training.
You know, when you go to the track, come back, finish, just put the bandages on. Just make a bed, good bed, clean the feet, brush.
Because the grooms spend so much time with the horses, it's up to them to show that they're comfortable.
The horse looking you, and you look the horse. And you be nice to him, it's nice too.
It's simple advice that blacksmith Bruce McEwen also follows while changing a horse's shoes, which must be done monthly.
This horse, you know, she's not nervous because I'm not nervous because the holder isn't nervous.
McEwen, who has been blacksmithing for 50 years, only recently started working with McLaughlin. He says the trainer's even temper is what keeps things flowing smoothly.
You know, all people that are good at their jobs, they're usually that way. The ones that are insecure are the ones that yell and, you know, got to make a scene and stuff like that, which there's a lot of them around, you know. But this guy, he's sure not that way. He's the greatest.
McLaughlin, who has some of the most experienced workers in the business, said there's another secret, too.
We have great rapport between us all. Everything is open. We're not hiding anything. Everybody knows to tell the boss if something's wrong, and everybody works well together. And I pay well, so they stay around.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.